graduated in 38, and then I knocked around, and then I had my first experiences of really being Jewish. I tried to get a job, and I went to an agency down around the Wall Street area, and I was with an Italian, he was Catholic, and everybody was sent out for jobs but the Catholic and the Jewish boy. So it was our first, you know, taste of discrimination. But anyway, I knocked around, I took little jobs here and there. And one day I got a letter from my friend in West Virginia. Come down to, you're not working, come down to Princeton, West Virginia, near Bluefield, that's on the Virginia border. And I worked in a furniture store. I never had any experience, but he said, you'll learn. And I did, and I worked in a furniture store in a coal mining district.
Were you selling furniture?
I sold furniture. And I want to tell you, the nicest people were the coal miners. And they were really taken advantage of. I remember John L. Lewis was their guard, because I remember stories they told me. They would have to dig load two tons of coal to get paid for one, because the operators told them that there was slag, there was dirt in there, and that didn't make any sense to the operators, so they had to dig 2 tons to get paid for one. And after John L. Lewis organized them, they made $6 an hour, which was pretty good money in those days. And it was really, and I enjoyed, you know, my stay down in West Virginia.